One. We continue the long-running High Tech Texan show. It is Michael Garfield. I'll give you the phone number, see if we can maybe sneak in a call or two before the end of the shizzo, 713-212-5950. We do the show live on Saturdays, which generally are days that you don't work. What do you do Monday through Friday? Do you work? Boy, I'll tell you what, since the pandemic, that's a good question to you. Jobs, work, keeping your job, finding a better job. These are really big issues that the world is having. And we narrow it down certainly in the United States and here across our local listening audience of Houston. And this is where I kind of lean on the experts, and actually one expert when it comes to the jobs and resources. I've been talking with on a regular basis, Stephen Morrell. Stephen is the president of a company here called Flex Tech. F-L-E-X-T-E-K, an odd spelling, but they certainly get their job done when it comes to job hiring and searches. And I wanted to bring him in because I'm seeing more and more, and I'm hearing more and more anecdotal stories of people saying they've applied for work, but then they never hear back. And like, I'm trying to figure out what the real story is. And so for that, we go to the story himself. Steve Morrell joins me. Steve-O, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great, Garf. Thanks for having me. Appreciate that.
Well, you bring a lot of content. And number one, can I have a job, sir? Can you find me a good job? Find me a good job, man.
We can adapt these skills and find you something out there. Definitely, Garf.
Well, that's what you do. And we'll get into a little bit more about Flex Tech later. But, you know, I want to hear some of your thoughts. You've been in this industry, what, Steve, 25, 30 years, roughly?
Yeah, we're coming on 30 years this next year.
We talked last time how crazy this past year and a half has been, nothing like you've ever seen in your 30 years, certainly with the pandemic and jobs over here. But you heard me kind of on the intro. I hear just people say, hey, Michael, I'm looking for a job. And this is not only my people my age, people my kids' age who are just graduating college. I'm applying for jobs. I never hear back. What am I supposed to do? What's the key to finding good work? I mean, you have to come across this issue on not only a daily basis, probably an hourly basis.
I hear it all the time. And, you know, it's funny because you could be sitting at dinner and someone will tell me, you know, I applied even to my company and say, I haven't heard back. And it's interesting because when the online applications came on, folks just felt like, okay, that's going to get me a job. I'm going to send my resume in. And what it's really created is just an abyss of data because you can't follow up with it. And it's been real difficult, obviously, for folks because they're waiting for that callback. I think there are really three key things, Scarf, and we've talked about a bunch of these in our discussions. The first thing is branding. How are you branding yourself? You know, and what are you doing that's showing people what you want to do? Right. In today's world, we've got a lot of options for that. You can brand yourself on social media and many different platforms. Right. LinkedIn has become the key professional platform. And I think, you know, a lot of folks don't necessarily use that to their advantage of what they're branding and how are they taking a proactive approach and not just sending a resume.
Yeah, branding is big. And I, for one, I when you say the word branding, people think of it differently. Like, let's go back. I am celebrating the 20th year of my brand of the High Tech Texan. Now that is actually a brand. I have trademarked that brand. People don't need to physically come up with some fun moniker like the High Tech Texan, but a brand is you, and you have got to differentiate yourself. Steve, there was no such thing as social media 20 years ago. I mean, I was knocking on doors to radio stations and TV stations of what I wanted to do in my life. Nowadays, yeah, you're right. You can brand yourself as an expert by going to LinkedIn and Facebooks and TikToks and whatever. And we'll talk specifically about social media. But if you don't, how do you define brand, though? Let's just say you're a 23, 24, 25-year-old kid coming out of, how do you brand yourself to differentiate yourself to get you at the top of that hiring list? And that's what I'm always trying to get that goal.
That's a great question because people think of brand and they think, oh, well, yeah, but I don't own a company or I'm not selling something on my own. I'm looking for a job for me. And I tell them that, okay, so let's talk about me. What, tell me about yourself. And if you're a college grad, you know what, there are things about you that you've done in college that we can pull out that will translate to your workplace. You know, whether that be in clubs that you've been in leadership clubs and debate clubs, you know, sports, whatever that may be, there are traits that you can brand yourself and say to yourself, I am an experienced leader. You know, I have you know, coached and worked with families or whatever you may be doing, you know, whether it be in college or not college, there are things that you do every day, in my opinion, that you can brand yourself to find yourself a new position.
If you give me one of your two of your tips when it comes to, you know, branding yourself. And listen, we all use social media. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm trying to get even bigger on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. And, you know, it's tough to go back in time and erase some of these photos. There's some photos out there that people and some things that people have put on social media that they want to erase. So I tell my kids know this. I mean, try not to take photos with a can of beer in your hand. I mean, little things like this. Is this what you're telling people out there?
Garth, that right on. That's it right there. What image are you sending to the outside world? Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, you said it, we didn't have that when you and I were back in college. And honestly, I'm glad I didn't, because I'm glad I didn't have to go ahead and erase any pictures or do any of that, because we've all had fun. Right. But the point is here is, what is the brand that you want for folks to be able to see you as? Right. And if you're starting off, then of course, then where that brand is, then is really you and what you bring to the table, you know, and the things that you've done in your past and picking those things out. And sometimes I'll tell you, that's one of the other points I have here, translate your skills, translate what you've done in your life to how that may apply to the workforce.
Now, good tip. Stephen Morrell joining me here for the next few minutes. He is the president here in the Houston area called Flex Tech. I'll give you the website a little after this. I'm a big networking guy. How important is networking? I keep going back to my kids because I got one graduating. He better find something to work. But even my age, even after retirement, how important is networking?
I mean, I could tell you, Garf, it's huge. And especially because of what you started the show with is, you know, people think they send 20 emails out or apply to 20 jobs, then, you know, one of those should turn into something. But like we talked about, it's an abyss out there, mm-hmm. right? And it's not because no one wants to follow up with you or you may not have the right skills. It's just you're sitting in a database where 300 other people have applied to the same job, right? So networking, in my opinion, is not sending out resumes. Networking is actually talking to people face to face, right? Or Zoom to Zoom, or phone to phone, whatever it may be. But really reaching out and saying, okay, you know what? I am going to set a goal to talk to 10 people about what I am doing and what I'm looking to do. And you know, I'll tell you my experience when I left my previous organization before I started Flex Tech, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I went out and I made a goal. I'm going to talk to 10 people a week, and they could be any different types of people in any different types of industries. And I'm just going to tell them what I'm thinking about doing. And from that came opportunities. And it may not have been that person I'm talking to right there across the table, but they may have a friend. They may have a father. They may have a son. They may have someone that can help you out. That to me is networking.
Talk, network. I always say this, and I really should make t-shirts. Your net worth is your network, period. I mean, and I live by that.
More and more of that in today's market, right? Even today, the way I go about branding our company, you know, it used to be going out and knocking on doors. Mm. You know, that's not the way any longer, you know? Yeah. So how are you looked at in the market so that people say, hey, you know what? I want to talk to that person. They have what I need.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're branding yourself quite well to a large audience right now. Stephen Morrell, we got about a minute to go. Give me one more. What do you tell people when they want to translate their skills to the job market? How do you go about doing that?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if you've read, but you see in the market now that one out of every three are looking for a new opportunity. Mm-hmm. So that's 33% of the workforce is looking for a new opportunity, a different opportunity. So how do you translate your skills, let's say, from going from a logistics company to oil and gas, right? And in today's market, you know, hiring companies are having to be much more flexible on looking at individuals that may not have that exact experience, but they have the traits and the experience that can translate. And I tell people that all the time. Translating your skills is important, so that whether you can be doing X job, you know, Z job or Y job, your skills can still translate to those positions. So as an example, and we hear a lot about young folks coming out of college or coming out of high school and saying, how do I translate what I've done and now have that be something that's clear to the work market? Well, you know, kids, my kids, as an example, you know, sports, work, the clubs that you're in, all those things are now skills that you've learned. And how do you now translate those to the work market? Oh, translation of that is critical.
Yeah, a lot of things to that's your homework for this next week, my listeners, is think about that. Is that how do you translate those skills to your job market? Stephen Morrell, FlexTech. Tell you what, how about the website? How about a phone number for any? And you got two things going on: companies looking to hire project-based or full-time smart people, but also really talented people, and they want to be placed through you like that. I know you do so all. So how do they get in touch with you?
Definitely call it. Reach out to us at flextechllc.com. That's FlexTechLLC.com. Reach out to us there, or you know, you can go to our LinkedIn pages and reach out to any one of us.
No, he's out. You're new. You know what? We're going to brand you more. You are now the king of jobs.com. How's that? You know, trademark that.
I love it, Garf. Thank you. That's, there we go.
Listen, great information, Stephen Morrell. We're going to have you on a regular basis as this job market continues to be topsy-turvy, but it really good stuff. Folks, brand yourself and network your butts off as we continue the High Tech Texan Show. Don't go anywhere.